This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we are live. It's Sunday evening, just after the time change, and well, the midst of the presidential garbage that's going on. I'm going to try to give you a break from that today. I don't think that every news, every bit of talk radio needs to be about the presidential stuff.
Oh, please, it would be so boring. I wouldn't be able to stand being on this show if it were like that.
It seems like all they're talking about is not Donald Trump having 99 more delegates than Cruz. And
Now that's not particularly interesting. If you were going to talk about something, you know, a numbers comparison, whoopee-doo. But if you were going to talk about something related to the election, then the whole Trump protesters, now that's kind of an interesting thing. Not interesting enough for me to actually have read anything about it, though.
Well, that people were at his event protesting against him? Or
that's my understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's
in
been
Chicago.
Happening all along. But
this was a big one. Like, somebody called in about it last night, and we're talking about hundreds of people showing up.
Sure.
And possible violence or whatever. The Secret Service had to, like, take him away or something. I'm not sure.
They sort of circled him up. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting stuff.
You don't hear about that a lot. I mean, maybe they're, there are counter-protests, but how often are they of that size?
It seems not that big.
It seems like Trump has really touched a nerve with some people in both a positive and a negative way. A way that brings him supporters in a way that has brought him some very vociferous and possibly violent opposition. It's interesting.
I suppose, I don't think that's good enough to get you through a primary. I don't think it's good enough to get you through a general.
Well, if Donald Trump is elected, will that actually destroy the United States? Could that be the final straw?
Are you pulling for it?
You know, I mean, I'm not going to vote for the guy. I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton either, or Bernie Sanders, or whoever the hell the Republicans or Democrats field. But, you know, I can hope for the worst for the United States, because I do want it all to come to an end at some point.
It's
hopefully a peaceful end, but an end nonetheless.
Why is that? Why do you want the United States to go away? Is this not the Enlightenment era's experiment in a republic and what that might be like and what that might bring the world? Is the United States not...
Look what it has brought the world.
What has it brought the world... What's so bad? Do you hate America?
No, not at all. Okay. No, I love freedom. I just don't like the government in the United States. And I don't like any governments, typically. Any kind of coercive state entities, I think they all need to go away. But let's start at the top, okay? So let's get rid of the top layer of government first, which is the federal government, which has brought to the world violence, has brought to the world the military-industrial complex, has brought to the world endless wars and occupations and meddling in other people's countries, changing out different dictators and things like that. I want nothing whatsoever to do with any of that, and it seems like most Americans don't want it either, because the polls, as far as Americans' opinions about Congress, for instance, aren't particularly positive. So, and we've seen other polls where
but the
Americans
president does reasonably well. The president is the commander in chief. One of the reasons people would claim is the president has a face. Congress doesn't have one. And I will agree with you. There certainly have been polls where Congress comes in just below Islamic terrorists and just above cockroaches. There's polls where Nickelback beat Congress, and that's pretty impressive.
Well, maybe that's why people keep falling for the same old tricks every 4 years. Why, here we are again with the most important election of our lifetime. They always say that.
They always say it's the most important, but I've been calling it the most unusual, the most interesting.
It's unusual. It is kind of interesting. It's the same story every 4 years. I saw a Facebook meme or some meme that was on Facebook where it was comparing the different presidential slogans of like Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama and these George Bush.
Yeah.
And they all have the same ring to them, you know, change, try some, believe in this or whatever, smaller government.
This is something different. Well, that's one of the things I think that people kind of get about Donald Trump is this is truly something different. Right? Like Donald Trump
appears to be
the same old candidate.
He's not the same old candidate, but I don't think he's not the same old candidate, but I don't think he represents anything different. Just because he hasn't been a politico for his entire life, like many of these people, like Bernie Sanders, for instance, who I don't think has ever had a job that wasn't government related. You know, Donald Trump is different in that way. He's different in the way that he appears to say what he's thinking and what, you know, people are afraid to generally say on a political campaign. So it's different from that perspective. But Donald Trump is a billionaire. And, you know, you don't get to be a billionaire generally without knowing some of the people in power. I mean, there's evidence that shows that he's given to Hillary Clinton in the past, as well, sure, as other politicians. So it's not like this is his first rodeo necessarily with these people. He's been in these circles previously. So I don't believe the claim that he's anti-establishment. I don't believe that for a moment.
Yeah, I think that your definition of what anti-establishment is probably far more fringe than the average person's definition of what anti-establishment is. However, I tend to think that Donald Trump isn't going to change much either.
Of course not.
I mean, he's probably going to change more, but not much. And I'm not impressed with the things that he's generally talked about. He does seem to be less interested in getting involved in other countries' politics, unless it has to do with sort of making a deal with the United States. So he's very interested in trade, and trade's good. I'm all for trade.
Okay. I like trade.
Other than that, sometimes he'll take a hard line sound towards, you know, terrorism or whatever, and then other times he'll say, let's let Russia take care of that. And I don't know.
Do you feel like Donald Trump is less of a warmonger than George Bush or Barack Obama?
I can see the people that choose to make the argument. I am not going to try to figure out this enigmatic character because I don't care to be wrong. I don't care.
Odds are you will be, right? I mean, because a politician's going to lie to you prior to getting into office. And just because Donald Trump hasn't been a politician for his whole life doesn't mean that he's not a politician now, right? He's running for office. By definition, he's a politician.
I think anybody running in order to win the election, you have to be willing to massage the truth a great deal. And that's kind of the problem with government generally. One of the disadvantages of giving everybody a vote is that, you know, people are going to try to appeal to that.
Yeah, sure.
Trump's talking about all kinds of freebies, and as does...
Build a wall. Make Mexico pay for it.
That's the wall's nothing. He's talking about single-payer health care. He's got all kinds of stuff he wants the government to do, and Sanders the same way, and Clinton's the same way, and
yep.
Cruz is probably more small government, but I've got to say, I just find people who are looking for the rapture frightening. I don't want somebody who's...
These are the Cruz supporters.
Yeah, the Cruz supporter. Cruz is a very dogmatic Christian.
Did you see the video with, I don't know what the guy's name is, one of those TV preachers who had Ted Cruz's dad up on the stage, and they were talking about this is going to be like the second coming of America or something, like that Ted Cruz was sent by God personally.
Yeah, of course he was. Sent by God.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, isn't everybody sent by God? Everybody who's there is either sent by God or God is incapable of handling this stuff. I mean, was Barack Hussein Obama, whom so many of these Christian-type folks claim is a Muslim, was he not sent by God? And if he was not sent by God, is God then therefore incapable of handling an election? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I am not going to say that I just don't think God cares about politics. I don't think God cares about touchdowns and football games. I don't think God cares about that stuff. That's not my belief regarding God. So anyway, that wasn't what I was hoping to get into here. I think that there's a story that really does, it's going to touch a lot more Americans than this election. Because whoever's sitting in that chair in the Oval Office, you're going to do the same thing you always did. It's not going to change your life.
Probably
your life
not.
Isn't going to get better, and it's not going to get worse. It's just going to continue on the way it's continued on. But in this case, you remember how the National Security Agency, the NSA, was saying that they're only going to use the information that they've gleaned from the American public through your emails, your metadata, your phone calls, and all that other stuff. Remember how they said they're only going to use that for getting terrorists?
Oh, yeah. Trust them.
Yep.
Trust them.
They lied about that. First, they lied about collecting the data. Then they lied about which data they collected.
No.
And then there were several lies in between. And now they're lying about this.
Shocking. Yeah. I am just shocked to the core here tonight, Mark.
Is Donald Trump going to make the government tell the truth? That's what I want to know. I want a stinking politician that if one person at one agency tells a lie one time, I want them out on their butts. What do you want? 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. It is Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
And you can give us a call, talk about anything that's on your mind. What we're talking about here is apparently the NSA is collecting data and turning it over to policing organizations for stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with terrorism. Contrary to the crap they told us before.
Like Ross Ulbricht's case. The guy who was running the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, where we actually were at the Edward Snowden speech that happened at the Liberty Forum, and he was asked about if he thought the NSA was involved in tracking down Ross Ulbricht's secret server location, and he said yes.
Mm.
So this is certainly probably not a new thing. Whatever it is that you're about to reveal here, Mark, I suspect
right.
that
if it's being revealed, that means it's old news.
It's been
news.
Going on.
It's been going on for some time.
Yeah.
Old news. It's old news to people who have been doing it. It's new news to those of us, you know, the plebs, those of us that pay for it and those that put up with the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the Washington Post by Radley Balco, who's been on the show before, actually. Surprise, the NSA data will soon routinely be used for domestic policing that has nothing to do with terrorism. A while back, we noted a report showing the sneak and peek provision of the Patriot Act that was alleged to be used only in national security and terrorism investigations has overwhelmingly been used in narcotics cases. Narcotics cases.
Well, they're using the narcotics to terrorize people in the United
States. Yeah, yeah. Well, once you use the term terror, it can be applied to anything.
Mm.
Parking tickets. You're a parking terrorist. Now the New York Times reports the National Security Agency data will be shared with other intelligence agencies like the FBI. Didn't know they counted as an intelligence agency, but all right.
Hmm.
Without first applying any screens for privacy. The ACLU, not an intelligence agency, of Massachusetts's blogs, Privacy SOS, explains why this is important. What does this rule change mean for you? In short, domestic law enforcement officials now have access to huge troves of American communications obtained without warrants that they can use to put people in cages. FBI agents don't need to have any national security-related reason to plug your name, email address, phone number, or other selector into the NSA's gargantuan data trove. They can simply poke around in your private information in the course
of
totally routine investigations. You remember when the NSA got nabbed for its employees sort of checking in on their ex-girlfriends and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's going to happen too.
Obviously,
now every intelligence agency is going to be just checking in on you, potential new person you might be dating. Let's run your check.
So this is the Washington Post. I might have missed where this data is coming from. Is this like some kind of leak, or is this a press release? Where is this coming out of?
It's a lawsuit from the ACLU.
Oh, they're suing.
Yeah, they're
okay.
Basically,
is that how this information was revealed in the first place?
It's not entirely clear. I think they're just coming out and saying it now.
Hmm.
You know, that's it. We're doing that.
Throw it in your face. All right. Well, we've got all this data on you that we've basically been collecting illegally, but now, we're going to get away with it because we're the government, and now we're just going to share it with whatever other government agencies we want to.
Including local or state police. That means information the NSA collects for purposes of so-called national security will be used by police to lock up ordinary Americans for routine crimes. And we don't have to guess who's going to suffer this unconstitutional indignity most brutally. It'll be the poor.
Yeah, of course.
And it's always the poor.
It's harder to convict rich people because they can hire attorneys.
Yeah. So, disenfranchised groups, that sort of thing. The same people who are always targeted by law enforcement for extra special attention. This basically, but don't think for a second, Mr. and Mrs. Middle Class, that somehow your kids are going to be,
exempt.
Exempt.
No.
I mean, because they're poor, too.
Compared to the rich people, they are.
Just because you're able to help them stay out of the ghettos doesn't make them not poor by other standards.
Right. Well, especially
the young are poor.
Right. And middle class, rich, poor, whatever. Young people are not going to be particularly good at hiding their illegal activities just because they're used to posting everything on Facebook. Or whatever other Instagram or the Snapchat or whatever it is they're using today. They're used to just kind of putting everything out there. And that's one of the things that, you know, some parents have had to caution their kids about. Hey, you don't want to put everything, you don't want to put your party pictures out there from when you were getting wasted at your friend's house and then go apply for a job.
Yeah.
Right. So people are used to, young people are used to doing that. And so they're going to be easy to snatch up in these nets. If indeed the police, if this is accurate and that the police can say, well, we want to investigate such and so and so, and then they just type in so and so's name into the NSA's little search tool, and then it comes up with all of, you know, whatever data and posts.
This is accurate because they're admitting it.
Yeah.
This basically formalizes what was already happening under the radar. We've known for a couple of years now that the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, and the IRS were getting information from the NSA because that information was obtained without a warrant. The agencies were instructed to engage in parallel construction when explaining to courts and defense attorneys how the information had been obtained. So we know that this was happening. If you think parallel construction sounds like a bureaucratically sterilized way to say a big stinking lie, well, you wouldn't be alone. And it certainly isn't the only time that the national security apparatus has let law enforcement agencies benefit from the policies that are supposed to be reserved for terrorism investigations in order to get around the Fourth Amendment. Think about the TSA for a second. We know why the TSA was put in place. You know why the TSA was put in place. It was because, well, apparently the airlines, whatever their security apparatus didn't work. So we need to nationalize these same people that failed. We're just going to give them government paychecks, and that's going to somehow fix it. Anybody who's been in the line of TSA understands what a muddled bureaucracy it is. But that doesn't change it. You know why it was put there. But what does it do? Besides stealing a bunch of bottled water that they claim are bombs and then putting it right by where everybody's connecting or collecting, they really just bust drug dealers. I mean, that's it. They bust the drug dealers. That's it. Come on. What else are they catching? The TSA, when they test themselves, doesn't even find, in some cases, between 75 and 100% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
That's right.
But they'll catch every once in a while, they'll catch somebody some weed, some coke, whatever. And that's not why they were put in place, but that's what they're being used for.
Well, who knows what they were really put in place for? I mean, there's what they say, and then there's what happens. And maybe what they say wasn't really their intention.
It doesn't really matter because Mr. and Mrs. America, when we get sufficiently scared, we're willing to say, oh, well, let's go ahead and do that.
It's for our safety.
Right. And that's what this is about, too. The whole NSA thing's like to keep us safe from terrorists. But that's what they're busting drug dealers.
Well, I mean, maybe there are some listeners out there who support this. Maybe some of our listeners think that the government needs to have carte blanche access to all of your data to be able to get into your smartphone whenever they darn well please, to be able to data mine you for all of the information in your email box and your entire web browsing history. Maybe you think that everything should be completely transparent. We'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733
or lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. It's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian.
You can give us a call, talk about this NSA thing that we've been discussing here. Apparently, they're not just relegating themselves to terrorists. They're doing things like, turning over information on drug dealers to local police.
Mm.
It's a little disturbing. Anyway,
because that'll win the war on drugs.
Yeah, right. Finally, the war on drugs will finally be won.
If they can only have total access to all of your emails, all of your text messages, all of your snail mail, everything that you ever say or do or speak, and can data mine that for information about drugs, that will win the war on drugs. They'll finally be able to arrest every single person who has ever possessed or does possess drugs, whether they have the intent to sell or not, and they'll finally be able to build all the prisons that they need to put them all into, and then we'll finally have a truly virtuous society with no more drug dealers and users hanging around.
The only way to win the war on drugs is to win the war on freedom. And they've been waging it for a long time. The war on your freedom has been waged for a very long time. You may not like it. You may not like the notion that that's what the government's doing, but that's what it's doing. And this is only more evidence.
What I want to know is, when are they going to outlaw Beats?
Well, when are they gonna? Yeah, when are they gonna outlaw you treating, eating things that make you better? I take Super Beets every day, and what it does for me is it helps me with my high blood pressure. It's great for circulation. When you look at nitric oxide, it's awesome for heart health. And this nitric oxide, there's been a great deal of studies going on it recently. After in 1998, a team won the Nobel Prize. Well, part of that team, this scientist that created this, is part of that team that won. Now, he's not one of the three guys that got the Nobel Prize. He's part of the team of one of the guys that got the Nobel Prize. But nonetheless, it is it's great stuff. So it doesn't taste like beets. You don't have to worry about that. I mix a little bit of powder with some water, take it in a couple of gulps in the morning, and I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes. It's obvious. You can tell. And it's nothing like drinking a cup of coffee or something like that. This is real energy. And if you don't feel the results, if you don't see the results in your life, you don't pay. And that's guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your order, with your first order. Now, remember, this is there's a lot of value add with this because they want you to try it. They want you to experience Super Beets. And you deserve you deserve to be able to try this at least once in your life. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see that it's working in your body. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all this comes to you with free shipping. By the way, Beat the Odds is, it's like a large pamphlet. It's I think it's 50 pages. You call 800-951-8940 or go to ftlbeats.com. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Yeah, I was being facetious earlier when I said that if the government has total access to all data, that will win the war on drugs. I don't believe there's any way they could possibly win the war on drugs, even with a total police state crackdown. You know, it's not like keeping people out. It would be hard enough for them to keep people out with a total police state crackdown. I think eventually that would be somewhat successful because people wouldn't want to come into a police state. But the people inside the police state are going to want to get high. The people who are inside dealing with day in, day out, police state checkpoints, house-to-house searches, that kind of behavior, which we're starting to see more often here inside the United States, those people are going to want to escape from that. And so they are going to continue to demand drugs. And as long as there's a demand for drugs, there will be a supply. Someone will enter the marketplace. And they will take the risk that's necessary. If the government increases the risk, then more dangerous people will get into the marketplace and take the risk if necessary. So if you, for instance, if you, some people believe in this punitive idea of law enforcement. Well, we just need stronger penalties. We need the death penalty for those drug dealers. There are people who believe that. And then what you'll see happen is instead of like your friendly neighborhood hippie selling the drugs, it'll be some badass biker who doesn't give a damn about who you are and which cop you might be or
the
whatever.
The Sons of Anarchy guys.
Yeah, and they're going to kill you if you look at them the wrong way. So you'll go from relatively benign, friendly, service-oriented drug dealers in the black market to all thugs, all dangerous, all murderer kind of type of people because that's what they have to be to accept the level of risk that would be involved in possibly getting the death penalty. So drugs wouldn't go anywhere. They would just become more expensive because there may not be as many people willing to enter the market, so there wouldn't be as much competition. And, of course, they'd still continue to be dangerous because they'd be in the black market. So
people are going to continue to do it. And the NSA is going to has been working with local law enforcement agencies, and we're just now getting access to the information. And it coming here from the Washington Post, and it certainly isn't the only time the NSA, the National Security Apparatus, has let law enforcement agencies benefit from policies that are supposed to be reserved for terrorism. Investigations, in order to get around the Fourth Amendment, then instructed those law enforcement agencies to misdirect, fudge, an outright lie about how they obtained incriminating information.
They certainly didn't answer the questions during the Ross Ulbricht trial. They didn't even call the right people to the stand to where those questions could have been asked. So we really don't even know how they found Ross Ulbricht's secret server.
No, we don't know that information.
That was running the Silk Road. That was never revealed.
The whole Stingray debacle.
This is the cell phone tower fakers, basically. Yep. These debacles that will act like it's a cell phone tower to intercept your transmissions.
Right, and that's how they found that information, but they wouldn't tell you that, you know, the first the lies tried to cover it up, and then as people, like, you know, investigative journalists, you know, dig in and find out the information, and then pretty soon their lies come unraveled, and then they have to
make it policy.
Yeah, they have to make it policy. Then they just outright tell you that's how it is.
So legalize it after the fact.
This isn't a few rogue agents. The lying has been a matter of policy. Here, give us a link. Mm-hmm. And now we're learning the feds had these agreements with police agencies all over the country affecting thousands of cases. Mm-hmm. On one hand, I guess it's better, this is Radley Balco referring to himself in the first person, it's better that this is this new data sharing policy is acknowledged in the open instead of carried out surreptitiously. On the other hand, there's something even more ominous about the fact that they no longer feel as though they need to hide it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, the police state is on display here. You've got this aspect, this sort of information intrusion, this intrusion aspect.
Which one of the candidates is going to solve this police state problem?
Daryl W. Perry.
Daryl W. Perry, who's running for the Libertarian nomination of the Libertarian Party.
Unfortunately, there was bad news out of the Colorado convention.
Well, we'll find out what that is. Maybe we can get him on to discuss what that bad news is here shortly. But I want to know which candidate is it? Because this is what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about health care. I don't think the government can get me a job. I'm not worried about these things. I think the government should get out of those things, and then those things will flourish. What I'm concerned with is policing. It's one of the sort of mainstays of government, policing. And they have gotten just rapacious in the way that they go about gathering information about all of us.
So you're going to run for sheriff?
How's that going to stop it?
Felon run for sheriff?
Yeah, sure. In all likelihood.
That'd be fun.
What would be the point, though? Is sheriff of Cheshire County going to do anything about the collection of data? NSA? No, absolutely not.
You could probably stop helping the feds, though. Like if the feds wanted your assistance with some sort of bust.
What if the
county?
Police want to do it? They'll just go around you. They'll just work. It's just like water around a rock in a stream.
Yeah.
They'll just go around. It doesn't make a difference in that case. You as a citizen have no control over this. It's supposed to be a democracy. They tell you in civics class that you are the government.
Right. Voting for someone is not
the government. Do something about it. Because I guess I'm the government,
here's
and I don't know what to do.
Here's what I would propose. Secede. Secede right now. Secede personally from the state. Secede from the union, from the federal government. Let's start a secession movement that is serious and it gets attention.
I'm fine.
Get out of this crap.
Because
it ain't going anywhere. It's not. The federal government ain't going to get smaller. Even if Rand Paul were elected, you know, or Ron Paul, the government's here to stay until it dies. And hopefully it will burn out sooner rather than later. 855-450-FREE. Join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can give us a call. We've just finished up the story from the Washington Post about the National Security Agency handing over basically whatever information they feel like to local law enforcement agencies to go after, you know, regular old crimes that have nothing to do with terrorism, including drug crimes. And they say it's been going on for some time, and we finally find out about it. And I guess I'm so sick of getting lied to by the government. It's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, get used to it.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They just lie and lie. And then the funny thing is people just don't believe. They just don't believe you when you say they're lying.
I don't understand how someone couldn't believe that. I mean, hello, pay attention. Every time the government says something, there's a good chance it's not true.
And we also found out in the last segment, Ian, you sort of alluded to something upsetting, bad happening with Daryl W. Perry's campaign.
Well,
he's most of the week he's on in the second chair here on Free Talk Live. He's also running for the nomination of the Libertarian Party for president.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's going to end his campaign or anything like that, but when he told it to me today, I was pretty disappointed because he just got back from the Colorado convention. He's joining us now on our third mic. The Colorado Libertarian Convention, so he's been going regularly to these state party conventions and speaking and being a part of debates and things like that, and had been doing pretty well. Like, there have been some straw polls, and, like, he'd been finishing in the top five and
yes,
in some of these debates. And I had a lot of hope for Colorado because they were the ones, if you recall, Mark, who announced in advance that they were going to be excluding one of these presidential candidates from their debate. There's this guy who runs a website named Austin Peterson, who is overtly rejecting the principles of liberty. He rejects the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use initiatory force against peaceful people for your political goals. And he
political or social.
Or social. And he rejects that openly. And so the Colorado Board of Directors of the Libertarian Party basically said, they put out a notice saying, we are not going to have this person on our stage because he rejects this principle. Well, apparently they went back on that.
Well, the official statement was, we will not be inviting him and we will not be providing him details of the convention.
Okay.
And the thing was never, he will be prevented from coming in if he buys a ticket. It was, we are not giving him the information.
But it made it sound like they weren't going to allow him on stage.
It certainly sounded that way. And
we read the statement on the air, and that sounded pretty
right.
clear to me that he was not invited, not to the convention, but to be on stage as a presidential candidate.
Right. And that's how a lot of people interpreted it.
It seems like a reasonable interpretation. If I go to a debate where people are debating to be president, even though I have declared that I am running for president, I wouldn't reasonably expect to be allowed on stage. By the way, if you vote for me, I'll give you twice what Bernie Sanders will give you.
But will you give people two ponies?
If they want ponies, if that's what it takes, as long as they're government-issued ponies, you can just give away anything that the government that's paid for with tax money.
So going back to the Colorado thing, after it came public, and it's still not known how that statement came public, the statement that Austin Peterson will not be invited. But once that came
public,
they
sent out some sort of notice. There's a press
notice. No, they only released that after Austin Peterson posted something saying, I'm prevented from showing up, and there were people urging him to file a lawsuit against the state board.
Just to clarify, I just want to recap. This is from the very end of their statement. They go through their reasons why they're going to make the statement, and then they say no formal resolution was made other than a decision that it was inappropriate for the state party to invite a candidate who's openly repudiated and ridiculed the party's foundational and absolutely essential statement of principles that are held as the highest standard in our voluntary governing documents. Additionally, it was decided the board members acting in their official capacities would not contact or respond to the Peterson campaign on this issue. There were no objections to this decision. So it sounds to me, that sounds pretty clear, this person's not going to be participating as a candidate.
Right. And again, they only put that statement out after Peterson somehow got notified that he wasn't invited, and he made a big stink about it. And then several candidates that were not confirmed for the event 1 week prior to the event taking place all of a sudden jumped in. So the debate went from six candidates to nine, and then they said, all right, so we're going to do this two-tiered debate thing.
Oh, yeah, the kids' table.
And no, it wasn't a kids' table. It was they had everybody up on stage, and they gave everybody 90 seconds to make an opening statement, and then they asked each person four questions, and everybody got completely different questions.
Okay.
So not an actual debate.
Not an actual debate, and you had 30 seconds to answer the question.
One of the problems with having a libertarian debate is that if things go well, everybody's saying the same thing. Well, I think we shouldn't do that, and we shouldn't get involved, and that's not the role of government, and it doesn't sound constitutional to me.
Like, yeah, that's how they used to be. Like, there used to be libertarian debates back in the turn of the century where you would see people saying, well, I completely agree with my cohort here, but I would tweak this and this and this. And they would try to slightly differ from one another. Every now and then you'd get a nutter up there who was a little bit different. But now you basically have non-libertarians on the stage and then one Darrell W. Perry. But they ended up letting this character in, Austin Peterson.
They let him in, and then the guy advocating for something called birth loop economics where you force the banks to give everybody a loan and something, and somehow you pay off the national debt and everybody becomes a millionaire. But it's not socialism, he says. And so Austin Peterson and the birth loop economic guys were two of the five that made it through after the first round. So they did
so
a straw
the nut
poll.
Job. Beat you out in the straw poll.
Yes. And I don't know what the full results of that are.
So basically, Daryl, who's the most principled libertarian in the race, went to this convention thinking Austin Peterson wasn't going to be on stage. They ended up reneging on their statement, brought him up on stage, and then further, the unlibertarian people in the audience voted more so for some nutcase talking about birth loop, whatever. What was it?
Birth loop economics. And one thing that made the straw poll really interesting, in my opinion, is there were five people to go through to the second part of the debate, but they only allowed people to vote for one person. So if people were asked, which five candidates do you want to see go to the second round?
So it wasn't
round,
approval voting, it was pick
it
your
wasn't
favorite.
Approval, and it wasn't cumulative.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so it was vote for one.
So they really failed. I mean, they failed on the debate format. They failed on the voting format. I mean, come on. Libertarians should know about alternative voting theories, right? Like these other options, like approval voting.
There was actually a booth at the convention advocating approval voting.
All right. So explain briefly. I know you're beat. You just got back from a long plane ride.
Yeah, and I didn't really sleep much this morning because of delayed flights, and I woke up mid-REM sleep cycle on the flight into Manchester.
So what is approval voting for listeners who don't know?
Approval voting, let's suppose that we were having a vote on who's your favorite FTL host, and you got to vote for, you know, the people that are on more than one night a week. So it would be Mark, Ian, and Daryl.
Okay.
Who's your favorite? Under regular voting, what they call the plurality system, you would get to vote for one person. Under approval, you could vote for as many as you like.
Sure. So you can say, I like all three, you could vote one for each. Or you can say, I only like Ian and Daryl, so then you could vote for those two.
Right. And a vote for everybody is essentially a vote for nobody. So it has the same effect of casting a blank ballot.
Yeah, but it's nice for people. People get to vote. They get to mark something on a piece of paper, and that's what people want to do.
And it's important because it allows people to vote for who they really want to vote for. It destroys the wasted vote syndrome, because the typical excuse you're going to hear a lot when the libertarians finally pick their candidate and start promoting whoever it is, you'll hear people say, well, I don't want to vote for that person because I need to vote for Trump or Hillary to prevent Trump or Hillary from getting into office. But with approval voting, they could vote for Trump or Hillary and Daryl W. Perry, or, you know, whoever else it is that they actually agree with, which, when the results are shown, gives a better indication of what people actually want and what they like, rather than just this one choice.
And unfortunately, there was legislation. What happened to the legislation was unfortunate, where here in New Hampshire, there was a bill that would have instituted approval voting.
Statewide.
And one of the representatives who was not at the public hearing, and who is supposedly a Liberty rep, made the motion to kill the bill that was sponsored and co-sponsored completely by other Liberty representatives.
Right. So
you've got a Liberty rep voting against other Liberty reps.
And what was her excuse? This would fundamentally change the voting system?
That's kind of the idea. I mean, the voting system's a mess. And
at the public hearing to hear that it doesn't fundamentally change anything.
But she made the motion to kill the bill, and then they voted 18-0 to kill it.
Yes. Well, unanimous.
The other ones that were there voted that way. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
Thanks, Daryl. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you,
but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.